With the conflict between the US and Iran re-intensifying, there's concern about what it'll mean for petrol prices. Iran says it's closed the Strait of Hormuz, the US has resumed its naval blockade of Iranian ports, and President Donald Trump's threats are crushing hope of imminent negotiations.
I don't like giving deadlines, but they know the story.
Sorry, you mean
they better behave.
Iran is threatening to further disrupt global energy markets and has launched more strikes on Bahrain and tankers in the Strait. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, says emergency stockpiles that helped shield the global economy from the biggest oil supply shock in more than half a century earlier this year are now heavily depleted. These stockpiles helped us through the first shock at the Bowser when oil prices peaked in April. So does this mean that fuel prices are about to skyrocket again? The IMF warns more disruptions could trigger more sharper price rises and leave the global economy increasingly vulnerable to soaring fuel prices.
We're starting to see prices already jump about 15% since last Friday.
That's Saul Kavanick from MST Financial in London. He says there's no need to panic yet, but things are not looking up.
If we see oil infrastructure start to be directly targeted, then oil prices could head over $100 a barrel over the course of the next month, and then we are back in crisis territory like we saw in March earlier this year.
Back then, the price of crude oil reached past $110 a barrel. It's now around the $80 mark, but it's been rising again. Ron Busso is an energy columnist at Reuters. He warns dwindling oil reserves would put Australia in a tenuous position.
If this persists, we could enter some very dangerous territory for many countries, which could lead to spikes in fuel prices. Australia is heavily dependent on imports of diesel and gasoline. So this is bad news for countries that are in that position.
Before the war began, 20% of global oil and natural gas supplies travelled through the Strait of Hormuz. But the world economy has since worked into overdrive to find other ways to get oil and other crucial goods that transit through the shipping lane. Countries are buying more oil from the US or Venezuela. Saudi Arabia's pumping more oil through its overland pipeline to the Red Sea. And the UAE's been increasing its shipment to a port outside the strait. But Iran's got another card that could further wreak havoc on global energy markets. It could bring the Houthis in Yemen into the war to choke the Bab el-Mandab Strait, where Red Sea traffic transits through, accounting for another 10% of the world's oil trade. But Saul Kavanick says Australia has done a relatively good job in maintaining fuel coming to Australia, so there's a buffer.
And if we do end up in this scenario where oil goes back above $100 a barrel, keeping in mind it's in the 80s at the moment, that implies fuel prices at the pump could rise 20%+ over the course of the next several weeks, which no one wants to hear. But, you know, at this point, there's at least not an imminent risk of actual shortages in Australia.
Australia has made agreements with Singapore and Malaysia to secure fuel supplies from there. So what now? Fuel prices at the Bowser will jump at least 16 cents in the coming weeks when the fuel excise is cut on August the 2nd. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, though, hasn't ruled out another extension of the discount.